Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you.
I didn't miss. I did miss you, John. But anytime you can get days away, you take
days
away,
absolutely. Right? Especially you. You work all the time.
Well,
so.
But it was a good mix of work and play.
Yeah.
And while I was gone, LSU got no hit. So I was glad to not be here for the subsequent melt.
Yeah.
But LSU baseball did win last night. You know, Michelle, I don't know if I don't know if this team is going to be good offensively. You know, I just don't. I think Cabrera and Beloso are the only two guys that I can for sure say I know they can hit consistently at this level for a full season. I think Mathis will. I think Milazzo will. I got a good feeling about DiGiacomo coming along. Dugac has clearly shown in spurts he can. But it's a lot of ifs. So, lead with pitching. Hope the offense comes along. The game tonight got postponed, by the way, with Grambling. So, no LSU Grambling tonight. They'll reschedule. LSU basketball will play tonight against Arkansas. Huge opportunity. So, LSU played Arkansas in the second conference game. Beat them by two. If you remember, Watford had an and-one late, and then Charles Manning blocked two shots in the final seconds to cinch it for LSU. Well, no Charles Manning. Arkansas is an interesting team. They had lost five in a row while one of their really good scorers, Isaiah Joe, and defenders, was out with a knee injury. Well, he's back now. So they got two great guards, Mason Jones, Isaiah Joe. Those guys will probably combine for 50 points tonight. If you can limit those two, you got a great chance to win. Arkansas really doesn't have a big. LSU out-rebounded Arkansas by 29 the last time they played. It was about, like, the second chance points were 26-0. Like, LSU dominated glass, still only won by two. So, contrasting styles tonight, but LSU can lock up a double bye in the SEC tournament with a win in this ballgame tonight. So, good opportunity for LSU. And then football, I'll just keep going around.
Go right ahead.
Ed Ogeron met with the media today.
I saw that.
So, spring practice starts on Saturday.
That's
wild.
Crazy.
I know that's already here.
Feels like we just finished.
A lot of teams have already begun.
Yeah.
But of note, Dare Rosenthal, who's the projected starter at left tackle, he's not with the team right now. So, they hope he'll be back for the start of the season. But he's not enrolled in school. He's dealing with personal issues. So that means Cam Wire will get the first team snaps at left tackle. Also, they've moved a defensive lineman, Joseph Evans, from defensive line to center. Got a lot of holes on that offensive line. You lose four starters. They need some answers. So spring comes at a good time for the offensive line to try to figure some things out here as they move through this process. And Ed Ogeron said Miles Brennan will get every single first-team rep. So no quarterback controversy. It's Brennan's job unless he just stinks up the joint.